VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and his wife Melania have visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a gunman massacred 11 worshipers on Saturday. He shook hands with the synagogue's rabbi Jeffrey Myers and Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Ron Dermer. A large crowd of protesters who do not believe the president's visit is appropriate marched nearby. Top congressional leaders from both political parties declined invitations from Trump to join him in visiting, while the family of one of the victims declined to meet the president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president and first lady want to show the nation's support
and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
But some there are urging him to stay away, accusing the president of contributing to a toxic climate that may have led to what's believed to be the deadliest ever attack on Jews in the U.S. One man who survived the massacre says the president's trying to instigate his base, saying bigots are coming out of the woodwork. But the targeted synagogue's rabbi says the president is certainly welcome.
President Trump says he wants to deny citizenship to babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants who were born in the United States. He said in an interview with the Axios news service on HBO that he plans to use an executive order to terminate current U.S. policy allowing birthright citizenship. Such an order would likely face legal challenges. Myanmar and Bangladesh have agreed to the return of Rohingya refugees. More than 720,000 of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority fled Rakhine State last August after Rohingya militant attacks prompted a military crackdown by the government. They'd been warned by the UN that genocide was still being committed against them. This is VOA News. The notorious criminal James Whitey Bulger has died in prison in West Virginia. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Bulger ruled South Boston.
He's a legend. A lot of people, you know, growing up were like, oh, Whitey, he's cool.
But Tommy Donahue had a different view.
He's a scumbag, actually, is what he is. He's a mass murderer and he's a destroyer of family.
Bulger is alleged to have killed Donahue's father. Whitey Bulger led the mob in South Boston and also became an FBI informant. He was on the run since 1994, but was apprehended 16 years later. Sean McGonigal recalled at Bulger's sentencing a call he received when he was 12 years old.
He just called my house at Christmas time and said, your dad's not coming home. When I asked who it was, he said it was Santa Claus.
Whitey Bulger had just been transferred to the West Virginia prison, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly after his arrival.
The Boston Globe newspaper reported that another prisoner with ties to the crime group known as the Mafia is being investigated in connection with Bulger's death. The UN Children's Fund reports more than 80,000 children are among the 330,000 Congolese migrants expelled by the Angolan government since the start of October. The migrants were sent to the Democratic Republic of Congo's volatile Kasai province, where ethnic tensions triggered a brutal conflict in 2016. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the situation facing the deportees.
The Congolese migrants, forcibly expelled by Angola, had been working in the country's informal mining sector. UNICEF reports children as young as 13 and 14 were part of the illegal workforce. Angola's government has reportedly cracked down on the activity with the aim of reducing diamond smuggling and making the mining industry more transparent. Angola has denied allegations of mass expulsions and brutality, maintaining the migrants returned home voluntarily. The UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, calls the mass movement an expulsion and has said the influx of migrants could trigger a renewal of inter-ethnic violence in Kasai province.
Denmark on Tuesday recalled its ambassador to Iran after accusing the country of planning to kill three of its citizens who were living in Denmark. The Danish foreign minister told reporters in Copenhagen, Denmark can in no way accept that people with ties to Iran's intelligence service plot attacks against people in Denmark. The Danish intelligence agency accused Iran of plotting the attack in Denmark on three Iranians who were suspected of being members of a separatist group. The plot was said to be planned in retaliation for a deadly attack in Iran in late September. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.